Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J. Presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Nick, I know you in the bathroom trying to jam out to this.
Nick. I don't hide it. I just do it. I don't go to the bathroom to do it.
See, that's old school right there. That's old school. Old school is about you forgetting all your troubles and worries and your stress. Old school was a party. Old school was a good time.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what's next. We'll see if I'll put... Tip Drill's next. After the next commercial
that's
break,
right.
It's coming back
that.
With Tip Drill.
He's ready. Look at him go.
You have it all lined up.
Look at him
I
go.
I do. I make sure. I try my best to take care of you guys. I know not always, but... And Jay, you know what? You know, I smart off to you sometimes, but... Sometimes it's worth it.
It's all out of love, right?
Oh, big time.
How did the playoff game go?
So I was working on a project. I arrived 15 minutes late.
Bad teammate.
I played 3 possessions. We won 29-16.
So when's the next game?
This week sometime, either Tuesday or Thursday.
You going to be on time this week?
Here? Yeah, my project was due Sunday, so we're done with that. So, yes, yeah. I am going to be on time.
Yeah.
Man, this is big news, man. Von Miller got traded.
I'm going to ask you, how in the world did folks allow Von Miller to join Aaron Donald on the same defense? Like, yeah. Do they not know?
Yeah, that's for real. It's the Rams seem to do this every year. They got Jalen Ramsey, you know,
right?
In a trade. They had Ndamukong Suh, you know, for a year. They go for it, man. Remember they picked up, I think, Clay Matthews Jr., but then he got hurt.
How do you allow that to happen? Like, if you look,
Denver's going fire sale right now. I mean, they
why?
Just won.
They just beat Washington. Yeah. Well, that's not really much to brag about.
But they're still, for a team that ain't been winning, you don't care who you beat in the NFL.
So I don't understand. Was that the third win, fourth win season?
Well, that lets you know they had no intentions of signing him back. He's in the last year of his deal. So they had no intentions of signing him back. They definitely weren't going to franchise him. So they got, 2 second-round picks for him, which is still a lot of draft equity considering his age. But he's still a productive player. So
you're
getting rid of your stalwart. You'd like to think that he finishes his career there under some circumstances. But then you send him off, give him a chance to go with a team that has a chance to make the playoffs. Shaky if Denver is going to make it. So,
well, they're 4-4, right? I mean,
right.
You know, it's not like they're on the terrible side of it.
No, they're not. They still, but you know, they know it's going to be hard for them. They're assuming Kansas City is going to, you know, pick up steam. Assume the Chargers are going to wake back up, and the Raiders are playing pretty decent. And you know, they don't have a quarterback, and line is okay. So, you know, they need a draft. They think they're going to need draft capital. Obviously.
I mean, if the Chiefs win tonight, they're still tied with Denver for the bottom spot in the division.
Correct.
So, the Chiefs aren't bailing.
Well, they got a quarterback.
You don't like Teddy?
Huh?
You don't like Teddy Bridgewater?
I do, but, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is one of the best in the league, if not the best.
You did pretty well. Let's go through some of what we – nobody picked the Jets over the Bengals.
Man, that's the one. Dealing with success. Who they?
Can you lay an egg against the backup?
Hey.
And
dude, they just picked up Joe Flacco.
I mean.
And this dude is like, you just wasted your time.
400 yards.
them brothers must have took a week off of practice. And you know what? As good as they've been playing, that's a victory that you might need down the road.
Well, because Tennessee at 6-2, they get a win, but they lose Derrick Henry for the season.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough, man. It's – you know, they'd have to probably make a deep run.
Well, they signed AP. They signed all day.
Yeah, they signed Adrian Peterson, but still, he's not Derrick Henry.
No.
You would need for Derrick Henry to supposedly come back. It's a big part of their offense, but, you know, one of the things is Adrian Peterson looked good last year when he played for Detroit, so he can still tote the pill. So I think they'll still have the threat of him running, and so that'll still keep their offense rolling. Once Julio Jones gets fully healthy and is able to play week to week, it's like he plays one game, out the next week plays. They start to get him healthy where he can play consistently, and then you got Brown. And Tannehill is more than serviceable. He's a legit quarterback, and you know, reinvented himself after leaving the Dolphins. So I think they'll be right on time. And I think, you know, obviously without Derrick Henry, they'll still win the division. And so, if depending on the record, they might get a bye.
They've got a 3-game lead,
right? But right I'm now. Just saying, depends on what everybody else does in the other division. They might get a bye. And, you know, anytime you get home games in the NFL during playoffs, you know, that's definitely an advantage.
Yeah, they've currently got the best record in the AFC.
Yeah.
So that thing's there. What do we do about Houston? What do we do about the Texans? Like,
what do you mean, what do we do? They're going to be in the pick for one of the top four picks, I assume. But there's no quarterback to pick.
And then they say they're going to keep Deshaun.
Yeah, which is talking about they're going to get 3 first-round picks in the summer. No, you're not. I don't even know where they're going to trade him after that.
I don't understand it. I don't understand.
Maybe they think that after this stuff blows over, that he's going to want to stay. He ain't going to want to stay. And I don't. And if you have no intention, well, here's the deal. They're kind of handy, you know. Well, handcuffed himself. He's not on the exempt list because he's not on criminal charges as of right now. They're all civil, so they have to keep him on the roster. So roster management wise, you're keeping him on the roster, and he's taking up probably 25% of your salary cap.
I just wish.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There were some grown-ups in the room down there. Like, I really do.
Well, they say they have a plan, and they're steadfast. And supposedly they walked away from a deal with the Dolphins last week. So they're probably trying to, you know, parlay that until something, you know, in the offseason. But I think the longer you hold on to them, the more your position becomes weaker. And, you might not get what you think you should have got, you know, for them, but get something of value. You could maybe get 2 first-round picks. I bet you could get a first round and a high second from a team that's, you know, got one, and then maybe a future second, you know, and then just leave it at that.
Yeah, it's crazy down there. You actually said eyes to this one. Pittsburgh goes to Cleveland, wins 15-10, and what was an old-fashioned AFC dog.
Slobber, yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh defense is starting to kind of get going, and so is their offense. Their offense, you know, the week before started to show some life. And, you know, I think Pittsburgh was looking for payback from, you know, when Cleveland beat them last year at Pittsburgh. And so they came down there real focused. And it's a game that's, you know, of importance to Pittsburgh. I just felt like they were going to, you know, pull that one off. And especially with, you know, Baker Mayfield and the quarterback situation, I just felt like, you know, they had a little bit left in the tank to make, you know, one little kind of last ride. It's like Pittsburgh still is, you know, the organization in that division.
We're both surprised because everybody thought that Detroit had a shot to get its first win against Philly, and they laid in a monster-sized egg. They got ran out of their own building 44-6. What is going on? Is that Philadelphia getting better, or is it just Detroit is just that bad?
They've been playing well. Obviously this sounds familiar. They've been playing well, and then everybody, their expectations where you think you're playing well, then the next thing is like you kind of win, and then you put some more wins together. I just think that, you know, it was a game that Hurts was on, and they played horrible. Maybe their biggest opportunity or, you know, best mental state was when they went out to L.A. and kind of brought it to the Rams, but just, you know, found a way to lose at the end. Went out to Philly, probably thought, oh, you know, we have been playing better than them. Well, these are NFL players, the best of the best in the world. People don't understand is how hard it is to win a game in the NFL. It's extremely hard. It's extremely hard to win a game in college football, but in particular the NFL, because there is no weakness out there.
Detroit knows because they don't have the keys to it.
I know they have the longest like losing streaks ever, right? They went 0-16, and then went 1 year they went 1-15. Now they're, you know, 0-7 or 0-8. They're you know, when they lose, they lose.
When I start to feel bad about it being a Washington fan, then I think of Detroit. I'm like, oh, never mind.
Yeah,
never mind. Because at least I'm not a Tigers or Lions.
Well. They know it's a rebuild. You bring in Dan Campbell, it's a rebuild. And, you know, when you trade away your franchise quarterback, and you got one potentially not – I don't think Goff is a franchise quarterback, but he's definitely more than serviceable. You should know as a fan that it's going to be a long year. It is. It's not like you trade your franchise quarterback and then you bring a guy in that's probably not as good as him. And then you start winning a whole bunch of games, and you traded away your number one receiver, Galladay, to the Giants. So, and the other one, Marvin Jones, is down in Jacksonville. So your two best receivers, which they had with that franchise quarterback, are gone.
Yeah.
So
I just bad. There's so many bad owners. Yeah. It's bad. GM.
Here's what I wonder.
It's just terrible.
It's like, why do you have to get rid of all your good players when you hire a coach or a GM? That's the weirdest thing ever. You know, and every team does it.
It's like,
we got a new coach, so let's just get rid of all our good players. And yeah, you create all the salary cap, but when it comes time to paying players, you actually end up paying players that aren't as good because you got to overpay for average players. So, really, you just defeated the purpose of cutting all your good players anyways. Go out and sign average guys.
You just defined and described bad football program.
But everybody does it.
Like what you see. No, bad teams do it better.
Yeah,
bad teams do it better.
Yeah, they do it with their chest out and think it's going to work out, but it never does. Like this time is going to work. This time that we cut all our good players and bring in some guys that we probably ran scouting reports on and overpay them like they're all pro or pro bowl players. All of a sudden, they're going to get here after 4 or 5 years in the league and start playing good.
You're
I would never
good.
Forget this. We played a team once, and I remember, you know, you get the scouting reports. So they tell you, you know, height, weight, and all that other stuff, you know, how many starts and all that. And then they give you, like, their scouting report on them from the scouting department, you know, what moves, you know, are that he's, you know, that you can get on him, what, you know, what does he do well, what he doesn't do well. At every single player, at every single position, or in the position group. And I remember doing it. And then we played a team. We ended up beating them, you know. And I was in Houston, which was like you get a ticker tape parade at this point, you know. And then the next year, you know, we needed obviously some help. And then we sign him. And then we paid the dude like he was Larry Allen. And I'm sitting here thinking, what happened in those 6 months that I just read this scout report and we were running circles around him, that we turned on, went on a free agent visit, and we give him that just right off the rip. So that's how teams always are in the bottom of the league. I always say that there's about 6 teams that are trying to really win at NFL football level, and everybody else is just trying to find, you know, magic in a bottle, and a lot of them are just playing dress up and faking it.
I'll ask – we'll toward the break. When we come back, I'll ask you who those 6 teams are.
I mean, it's like 6 to every.
Well,
mean,
no, but at least we'll get in the range.
Yeah, you know,
I'll give you 8, but we'll do that. More Old School after the break.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J. on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.